Good afternoon. That completes our mini camp, our mandatory mini camp. I thought that we had a lot to learn this spring, obviously, with the defense changing coordinators and having new information to be learned. We had our assessment of last season and what we wanted to be able to take on and try to conquer. We had new people in different positions, some anticipated, some not. And of course, a lot of that work had to get done. And then we started out the spring knowing full well that Victor was not going to be able to work, but thinking that Odell would. And a couple weeks into the running part of it, we had to be able to maneuver with that. I thought the guys did a good job of that. So the big thing is we've worked hard. We have a long way to go. Our two practices here in this camp were good. I mean, they were intense. They worked hard. Sometimes it was probably a little too physical, but that's kind of the way it goes. But so we kind of set the tone for when we come back, and we look forward to these guys having a little time off. I did caution them on all the things that are normally talked about. The NY never comes off, and so on and so forth, and be careful, et cetera. I think we look forward to getting back here and getting to work on this upcoming season. I know you have no questions, so I'll just slide out of here.
Have a nice summer.
Have a nice vacation.
As far as you know, obviously there's a short element there. As far as you know, is Odell back on track with maybe back in time at the start of training camp?
That's the plan.
What is it?
Just like he did last year. You know, you worry about things you can control and not about those you can't. His teammates, there's obviously some mix in there. There may have been somebody serious, but most of it would have been, you know, well-intended shots just over the bow. So his personality hasn't let up any because of it. I can guarantee you that.
What's the plan with him health-wise moving forward? Is he continue doing what he's doing here? Do you want him to shut it down for a little bit? Or
no, he just continues with whatever the plan is for them in the training room. He's been running, but most of it's been straight ahead. But he's been doing that, and he'll maneuver into the cutting and so on and so forth as he goes forward and starts feeling. He feels better, but he needs to feel a whole lot better.
Did you see enough progress from the rookies?
We have a good feel for the rookies. Yeah, we really do. This incident with Thompson with the slight strain of the ham, that he had been doing well. He had been starting to come along, and that was a key thing, you know. But getting Owa back out there was big. You know, he only had a couple, 3 days here, but he showed us why he's here. And so that was important. With Eric, you know, the more you can throw at him, the better. He's just got to get out there, and he'll make errors and he'll make plays, but he's just got to play and he's got to recognize it and so on and so forth. So Collins has done a good job, gotten better and really done a good job of starting to direct back there. And I think the coaches are excited about him going forward. So,
yeah, receivers say that Eli's arm is stronger. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's lively, very lively. Yeah, he's worked hard on that.
Is that because of the springtime, or is it because of what he did in the offseason?
It's the offseason. But, I mean, obviously you see it here. But he's worked hard, and he has a very nice routine going. He's very comfortable and very confident of his routine.
You mentioned Odell's personality. How do you describe it? Have you gotten to know him even better, would you say?
How would I describe it? He enjoys the athletic atmosphere. He enjoys his teammates, and he doesn't mind entertaining on occasion if you're not looking.
Do you ever try to curb it or rein it in?
Usually when I show up, I don't get to listen to any of that.
Life is a party.
You have your way. You have that way with people, don't you?
Is that something? It doesn't work with you guys.
Are you keeping the?
Well, you saw him on the 2-minute drill. Come scooting out the other side. That part of it is done well.
Are you keeping the rookies a few extra days for some additional?
Just till tomorrow, and then they they'll head out because they've got the rookie symposium.
What's the deal with Bennett Jackson? Is that the same?
He
was on the side.
He just did a little twist thing and they held him out. You know, I don't think it's
with that
knee
or is it something?
It's starts in his head and goes down.
Is it the knee where he had microfracture?
No.
Any quick thoughts on the drone?
You know, it's another advancement in just trying to have the way it was presented to me. Is this angle worth looking at? You know, so I'm not really ready even to say that because I only saw it one day and I saw it in a certain drill. And maybe there are drills where it would help. You know what I mean? Looking right straight down on an inside play, you have a tendency to speed through it and get to the end zone copy. So, but it may be. There may be something to it. I'm not ready to say one way or the other. I wouldn't want to stand in the way of the advancement of technology.
Tom, could you talk about the difference in the offense the second year in the system? Is there a decisiveness or a comfort? What I'm saying?
People have more knowledge of what they're doing, and that's reflected by, especially when we first came back with the veteran guys. I just think now they've had it, you know, they've been kind of pounding away at it for a while, and so I'm sure they're ready for a break. But I think there's the ability to communicate with one another, I think, is something that has been accomplished. And the young guys, they've got a lot to learn. There's a lot of language here.
Tom, was it your expectation that Victor will be cleared for training camp at the start, or is that a little too much too soon?
It's my understanding that he will be ready to participate. How limited, I can't tell you. We'll see. We're not going to throw him right out there, I can tell you that.
But you don't think he'll be unpopped at the start of training camp?
I'm not going to say, because I don't. That is not the intent, okay? That's not the intent.
Tom, last August, Odell told us he wanted to make sure you knew enough about him to know he wanted to be on the field. Now that you have a year under your belt and know how much he does love the game and practice, does that help you be more understanding, more patient with him this time around?
Well, I want him on the field just like he wants to be on the field. And that's where, you know, the next level that he can attain is going to be accomplished by practicing. He, as demonstrated last year, he can learn. He learns a lot about adjustments and what have you, even though he's not out there. And so when he first came back, we didn't hesitate to line him up every place under the sun and motion, but he could handle it. But we would see it if we were out here. Plus, he wants to be out there. He's one of those kids that can, you know, you've seen him throw the ball, you've seen him do all kinds of, he likes all that stuff.
What do you think you learned about your team this spring, if anything?
I was impressed by the seriousness this spring. I thought that they came here with the idea of what they had to work on and how they needed to accomplish it. But, you know, we'll see. Everything has to connect. You know, what I learned about, we don't have any pads on and we're playing against each other. So let's see how we do when we start playing somebody else.